Do you ever feel weighed down by the weight of the world? Do you ever feel overwhelmed by your day-to-day struggles? Do you ever feel alone and that there's nobody out there for you? Well, I'm here to tell you that there is, and that person is Jesus Christ. Today, we will be talking about community on this newest episode of God-Centered Mental Health. I'm your host, Caden Shea, and let's get right into it. So I think community is probably one of the biggest things that has helped me kind of cope with my mental health throughout my college career. If I didn't have a strong community of Christ-like men building me up and helping me get through my day-to-day life, I don't know genuinely if I would be here. So I just am very, very thankful for those men in my life and the women in my life too that have convinced me to run after God in a with a lot of intensity and with a lot of just zeal for the Lord. And I think just being with people is something that is so helpful for not only your walk with Christ, but your walk in mental health. Today we will be looking at Hebrews 10, 24 through 25. And, I feel like this is a verse that just really, really provokes a feeling of community and a feeling of wanting to help each other and build each other up. And yeah, let's just get right into it. I'll be reading Hebrews 10, 20 through 24 through 25 from the Christian Standard Bible. And let us watch out for one another to provoke love and good works, not neglecting to gather together as some of us are in the habit of doing, but encouraging each other all the more as you see the day approaching. So, yeah, meeting with fellow believers and encouraging each other to walk in Christ is something that has been really, really great for my mental health. In my freshman year of college, I met in a connection group, and right away, I was connected to a really, really good group of guys, and to this day, those guys are still some of my best friends. I just want to shout out KJ and Eli. And then the next year, Eli came into our connection group, other Eli and Matt. And yeah, those guys have really just helped me become more full in Christ, if that makes sense. They have encouraged me to run after Christ, and the more that I run after Christ, the better I feel mentally, the less anxious I feel, the less depressed I feel. And I feel like having a good group of guys that are constantly around you, constantly pushing you, is one of the best ways that you can grow. If you don't have community and you're just closed off, do you know how much more that'll make you depressed, how much more that'll make you anxious? For some people, it's not easy to make friends, but you will find that the people who want to be friends with you, those are the ones that are keepers. Like, even if it's not easy for you to make friends, find people who it is easy for them to make friends, and you'll become really, really good friends, because there's just so many people in the church nowadays that just want to bring others in to a sense of community and push each other in Jesus Christ. So, yeah, another thing is to provoke each other in love and good works. So that means not just hanging out with the guys and just watching TV or playing basketball. It means like actually going out and loving one another, loving other people that you normally wouldn't love, and doing good works, not because that'll get you any closer to heaven, because it won't, but doing good works because you want to, because that is the right thing to do. So yeah, I just want to talk about 1 John 1:7. This is also Christian Standard Bible. If we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So if we have fellowship with one another and walk in the light as Jesus Christ is in the light, we will just have a more clear version of what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross. It's just really, really good to have reminders from other people that you trust and that you love that Jesus Christ died for you. Those reminders have helped me so much with my anxiety and my depression, and just having a good support group, a good bunch of people who will love you no matter what. Even if you mess up, they'll still love you, they'll still care for you, and they'll still treat you no different than they did the day before. And those are the people you want to be surrounded with, because those are the people that will continue your walk with Christ, that will motivate you to continue your walk with Christ. So yeah, we can just close with Hebrews 10:24-25 again, and just kind of meditate on it, and get ready as the day is rapidly approaching. So Hebrews 10:24-25. Let us watch out for one another to provoke love and good works, not neglecting to gather together. Some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging each other, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Thanks. Love you guys. Thanks for listening to God Center Mental Health. Just a reminder that new episodes come every Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. So be on the lookout for those. We'll be releasing multiple episodes every week for the next couple of weeks. So you guys can just be more encouraged and just be on the lookout for those, because I want to just double the motivation for that day. So yeah, be on the lookout for those, and just remember to have a strong community around you, and chase after the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love you guys. God bless.